All right, welcome everyone to the Spiritual Freedom Support Call. How's everyone doing this week?
Great.
Great, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it. How are you doing, Justin?
I'm doing
now that you
fine.
Found your phone. That's, I've never had Bluetooth headphones go that far. That's funny.
Yeah, they can.
It's
I had to do it once or twice back then, but there was like a breakage. There was no breakage. There was no like...
Crazy.
Breakage in the...
Like such a modern problem. Yeah, the headphones
there.
Can't find the phone.
Dang.
Anyway.
First world problem, right?
How are you doing, Fran?
I'm not sure.
You're not? You're not sure?
Okay.
Oh, no.
I really can't give a definitive answer right now.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah, hi, Christine.
Hi. You ready for round two? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm ready. No.
No, I'm kidding.
That's funny. I'm really good. Yesterday, it was Samhain. So we celebrated that, and we made something called soul cakes. That was fun. And enjoyed those, and later on we offered them to the spirits as well. And
that was an experience.
That was fun. And then I did the free readings. Oh, my goodness, I was so, so swamped last night. I've never done so many readings at one time.
He had to have a sandwich at the end.
I was so drained of energy at the end. I have never done so many readings before. I was nonstop from 9 o'clock to 11:30.
How many people do you have?
Oh, my gosh.
Like at least
10
or
12,
maybe?
A dozen at least. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. It was great, though, Brandon. I mean, even if it's a very short time, you gave very spot-on answers. I mean,
thank you.
It should
you know
be
what?
Very bad.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And I appreciated your comments, too.
Oh,
really nice.
Yeah. No, always. I mean, really. Really always. It's just, you know... It's really like the first of all, thanks to you for giving an opportunity. You know, it's
right.
It's really great.
Yeah.
I was pleased with my, you know, the previous readings as well. Those Akashic readings were really good, and it really helped me. Like, I mean, you know why? Whatever you are coming up with, like giving me like whatever things, it's really helping me to clear out lots of things.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even think about doing this until, when did I think of it? Just randomly yesterday.
It was like 2 o'clock.
I'm like, oh, I should offer free readings tonight. That'd be a kind of suitable way to celebrate. And I thought it was a neat idea. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun. But I...
I didn't do that on the phone just now.
What? Cleared your throat, that's all.
Snorted by mistake. I drank to shake, and I'm lamenting the lack of honey because I use stevia, and there's a reason why I use honey in these shakes.
Ah.
Don't worry about it. We didn't hear you.
I didn't hear you. But it was really interesting. I use tarot in my readings.
Yeah.
Yeah. The humor of whoever it is behind these cards.
You mean the gods?
The gods, yes. Is just, it just really struck me. I can't give specific examples. That would sort of... but, okay. Brenda will be here in a little bit. Let's see what she said. She'll try to bring it back.
You thought those tarots were humorous?
Yes, because... Not necessarily fears. Well...
Mine was devil.
Well, that's the funny part.
I don't think that's so funny.
But one person asked about, one person asked about, like, finances, and one of the cards was fortune. I'm like, that's just hilarious
that's
to me.
That's me.
That was, yeah,
that's
it was
me.
You. I didn't want to say so, but.
I got all good cards. You know,
you got all good
that
cards.
That was
yeah.
great one. Yeah.
But I literally laughed out loud. No, Fran, when I got yours, I literally laughed out loud. That's Christine.
Oh yeah, real funny. funny, Brandon. Here's the funny devil. Thing. Yeah, that's hilarious. What it said.
Yes, what?
But the funny out. Part, the funny part, though, is this is a program.
That's
deck.
What I was going to just get to.
Hang yeah, this is not, this deck is not.
I used the virtual, okay, so here's what happened. So yesterday I thought, well, you know, this can be a lot of work, and I, you know, sometimes I use divination, sometimes I just use intuition, sometimes I use both. Well, you have to always use, you know, all intuition, but
yes.
I thought, well, I really like, I've been trying to get in, like, explore if there are any other, a lot of divination methods are very visual.
uh-huh.
So I've been trying to explore if there are any divination methods that aren't visual, and I didn't really have too much success. But then I realized I'm already really good at tarot. So
and he used to have regular cards.
I used to have these tarot cards that I labeled. But I don't have those anymore. But so I thought, well, you know, I used to use a virtual deck, and I didn't use it too extensively, but it seemed to work well. So yesterday I thought, well, I know the cards. There are 78 cards in a tarot deck. I will create a program, and you know, when I tell the program how many cards I want, it'll shuffle it, and it will draw the cards for me and tell me what the cards are. So I was literally using a virtual tarot deck that that I created. So I was astonished that it worked so well. I was just blown away by the results of it because I was sort of nervous about it. You know, I'm like, well, we'll try out. See how it works.
That's why
yeah.
It's funny, because it's programmed. He programmed them.
You right. Oh, so now I can be even more angry.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I just got a very, it was, you know, a little
yeah.
frightening.
I know. What were you gonna, I heard you talking, Justin.
I don't know what I was going to say.
But yeah, I laugh.
Brandon,
at
how does this tarot things work? I mean, is it your energy influence them? What how does that work?
Basically, my understanding is, and the way I do, I don't want to get too deeply into like programming, but the way I do it, because if you just use like shuffling, if you shuffle cards in a regular way on a computer, like if you try to randomize a whole bunch of a list of items.
Mm-hmm.
Computers aren't good at randomizing, okay? Computers, you can actually predict to some degree the numbers that it'll come up with. So there's a service out there that uses atmospheric noise to generate random numbers. So that's the service I use because I want randomness. I want true randomness.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a really interesting thing. So, but my understanding of it is that as... I'm sorry? Okay. My understanding of it is that as you are shuffling the cards, whether physically or virtually, that the energy, you know, because what I do is I clear my mind. I make sure, because I don't want to influence the reading, so I will clear my mind, right, I will blanket of all other thoughts, and I will hold the question in a neutral emotionless state, because again, I don't want to, if I feel negative about the question, I don't want to influence with negative cards, so I hold the question in a neutral state, and then my theory is that the energy of that question goes out, and the universe, the gods, respond by choosing the best cards, so by influencing which cards come out first.
Okay.
So it's interesting. It's really interesting because, again, I mean, the fact that, like, you asked about, I can say so as you already said, money, and then fortune came up, that to me, and it was truly random. I promise, it was truly random. That, to me, is just really, really awe-inspiring. Like,
I was so confused lately, the dreams I've been having, you know what? You do some time pass on Google, you know, there are a lot of free tarot reading cards.
Mm-hmm,
surprisingly, I'm getting the Wheel of Fortune. I don't know what that is. And then
Fortune and Wheel of Fortune are the same thing.
And the Chariot,
Chariot.
Chariot
has to do with travel or in general, it could be changes in life.
Yeah, so I'm constantly getting those, and the sun, I don't know.
The sun? Like, the sun is an excellent, besides the fortune card, the fortune, like I said in the reading, is Jupiter. It's ruled by the planet Jupiter, which is, I don't know if you know this, I don't know if you're familiar with astrology too much, but Jupiter is an excellent luck planet.
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but besides,
Yeah.
But besides fortune, the sun is a wonderful card of success and riches.
Yeah,
and
I'm getting those cards all
That's
the time.
That's excellent.
And I was like, what is that?
On Google?
I really wanted you to ask. Like,
you mean you just Google tarot cards? And
they're like tarot, like free tarot. Like you can get like free tarot drawings.
Yeah, it's your shift of energy definitely influences what you're attracting or about to attract in your life. That's
right.
The conclusion I came to, because ever since I started, I don't know if it's going to be whatever great, but at least I'm happy. I'm spiritually growing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. I mean, I can see the change in every aspect of my life. And, money is just a thing, because I was having a dream few things and I just asked you that, you know, what to ask.
Right.
So, yeah, thank you so much. So, are the constant cards that are coming. So, I wanted to know how this tarot thing works. Yeah.
Can I ask you something? Is the devil card, it wasn't a bad reading, you know. I mean, it wasn't telling me I was going to, you know, die or anything, but it wasn't, you know, a real great reading as far as, you know, making me smile, but the devil, why does it have a devil on it? I mean, that's a really kind of a, you know, negative symbol. I mean, that made me really
sort of. Actually, no. Actually, the devil, the devil can actually, in a good reading, the devil actually can be a very positive card. I will tell you why. So the devil is in tarot, there are two types of cards. There's a major arcana, and a minor arcana. And the major arcana are like the title cards, like the tower, the devil, fortune, the chariot, the star, the sun. All these are major arcana. So the devil is the it's card number 15, I think, in the major arcana. And basically, it's number 15, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Basically, it's represented by the sign Capricorn in the zodiac. Every card has either a sign or a planet or both.
Oh, that's like my Capricorn is rising and my moon sign, but not my sign.
So,
I have a lot of Capricorn.
Yeah. So Capricorn and the devil is all about. It has a lot of energy. It's in a good reading. It can signify material success, because it's all about materiality. It's all about that kind of stuff. You know, Capricorn's an earth sign. And it's very stubborn as well. But the negative side of the devil is rashness, you know, kind of going too fast about things. that kind of, you know.
Yep, that was my card.
sometimes the devil can be like trying to get too much power. It just depends. Some cards have good and bad sides, you know. So the devil doesn't mean, like, evil. It's not that at all.
It's just kind of giving you it's basically just kind of giving you advice, right?
Right,
I mean, like Hades would, right?
Right,
like,
exactly.
Strong, authoritative advice.
Right, right. So, yeah, the devil is not, it's not necessarily a bad card. It can be harmful insofar as, you know, it can influence you, you know, if you're making rash decisions and things like that.
The one thing, when Brandon first started reading my cards when I was younger, like a few years ago, I used to be definitely afraid of tarot cards.
Yeah.
And actually, they got to the point where everything in the card happened. Like, if it was power or if it was death, it happened. It happened.
Uh-huh.
And it got to the point where the cards never scare me. Like, now if I have Brandon
right.
read me, I'm like, okay, this is good to keep in mind.
Right.
It's not,
yeah.
oh, my God,
yeah.
no. Ah! You know.
Yeah.
you don't want them to scare you. It's like,
right.
oh, this is a good, this is good advice.
It's just
right.
the, I believe it's just the possibility, you know. It's
exactly.
up to you what you're going to do with that.
Right.
It's not set in stone.
The future is not set
yeah.
in stone. It's
yeah.
the most likely timeline.
Exactly.
Is what it
yeah,
is. It's
yeah.
the most likely
but
timeline.
But you think
if you, yeah.
And I was wondering, does that come up on the cards, too?
I'm sorry?
You're giving me a timeline, and I was wondering, when I asked, that did that come up on the card, too? Or was that your just your intuitive?
Let me, it's actually an interesting question. Let me get Justin's question first. What were you going to ask,
oh, sorry,
Justin, or what were you going to say?
I can hardly
well,
hear
sometimes
you.
Sometimes it's just your, no, you're, that it's like an oracle from where you're standing. If I
right.
down the street.
Right.
And that, and it, sometimes if you're in a really good positive, like a better frame of mind, your reading will be different.
Right.
If you keep that particular frame of mind, it could be like the next day, it could be a different reading.
Exactly.
So like if you get a couple of different readings, you take kind of the middle.
I'll give you a good example of this. I was really nervous about the readings last night, and I literally asked the deck, and I was trying to also test if it worked, what's my, like, how will I do if I use these virtual cards tonight? And I was nervous, and I did the reading, one card reading, and I got Ten of Swords, Ruin. I'm like, oh. And it wasn't true. It was just my negative frame of mind influenced the reading. So I got this. And I also think, they, you know, it was joking with me, like, you're worrying too much. Stop asking these stupid questions. The tarot will absolutely do that. So, yeah, that's a very good example. It depends on your frame of mind. It depends also... Sometimes they're literally sarcastic. They will give you a non-response or a terrifying response, really not true, because you're asking stupid questions. They will absolutely
and
do that.
And also, it's what you need to hear right then.
Right, exactly. Okay, Fran, to answer your question, every card, okay, so the major arcana can't be used for timing so much, because the major arcana are only really the zodiacal ones sort of can, because they're associated with signs, which can be associated with months. The planetary ones, not so much. You could probably get down to a day, because each day is a certain planet. But those aren't really... Where the timing comes in is in the minor cards, so the twos through tens, especially. Because every minor card has a planetary ruling and a zodiacal ruling. And so, for example, Two of Wands, which is called Dominion, is in the is ruled by Mars in Aries, and that is around the dates of March 21st to March 30th. So someone asks the question, and if I pull a card intending it to be a timing card, and I get the Two of Wands, then I can say it'll probably be around this time. You have to take into consideration context and that kind of thing, but that's how timing works. So each, you know, there are 36 minor cards, like, that are numbered 2 through 10, and so you get basically a 10-day period for each card, or approximately 10 to 11 days for each card.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually get a really good estimate of timing
well,
with
thanks
them.
Well, you're telling me that, but... When I asked you, you told me August or September. So you gave me like in a general kind of a month. Is
right.
that part of that arcana?
I'm trying to think. I did have a reason for it.
Remember, I don't care, you know, to share it. I just asked when I would probably move.
Yeah, it was
August or September.
Partially from the card.
Prudence. It was prudence. I hope you don't mind.
Prudence. Thank you. That was yes. That's end of August. Eight of discs.
I'm sorry. I hope you don't mind that I said that, Fran. But I was trying.
No,
to
I don't mind. I'm not.
Yeah.
High.
And that is the Eight of Discs is prudence, and that is the first 10 days of Virgo, and so that's the end of August.
Oh, okay.
Right. So that's
why
that
you
from.
Said August or September. Yeah.
Now again,
right.
if things change, the cards can definitely change.
Exactly.
So,
right.
You know, this is not set in stone, obviously, because. If I would have asked you to listen, so
these things could happen sooner or later.
If you
you know, do as they say and follow their advice, things can definitely change.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I want to share something funny, though, for that everybody might find funny.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. I don't know if Brandon told Christine.
I think he yes, but go ahead.
My card said, the first thing it said was that I'm going through a personal transformation by fire.
Yeah, that was the tower.
You know, and that really just sent me through the whole ceiling. But, I, you know, it's a little scary when you've never had a tarot reading. And
it's not that bad.
No, I know. And, you know, everything was cool. I set up a sacred space before my reading. And I don't have any gods yet. I'm still with angels and trying to decide what to do. But anyway, I just set up a sacred space, and I hadn't used it yet. So after the reading, you know, he tells me about, you know, personal transformation by fire. And so I went to my sacred space to calm down and to, you know, meditate and everything. And I lit my candles. And just for like a second, I closed my eyes to just calm down for a minute. And I opened my eyes and my altar was on fire. Part of it was. And I'm like, oh my God. And I was running around trying to find water, and I thought, you know, if it gets to the rug, you know, I'm just like, got this card reading and then my apartment burns down, you know, and I was going to kill Brandon.
And oh my God.
No, I'm just kidding. And so I found this water and I threw it down on the candle that had hadn't fallen. I don't know what happened. That's the weirdest thing. It was like,
yeah, I'm afraid of candles for that reason.
Something out there. But anyway, I got it out and I just looked at it and just started crying. I started laughing.
That's funny. That's so hilarious.
Do, you know.
Where'd you have your candle?
Where? Well, I had them in a plate, on a plate. Because I, you know,
that's weird.
And,
did like wax fall on the altar or something? Or?
I think that the god of, I'm in Aries, which is a fire sign, and then I got the card about the fire, and then I got the fire on the altar, and I think it was just like, you know, that one of those things that
cosmic
there's really
joke.
No explanation for, you know.
Right, right.
Was it burning, though?
I was burning. If I hadn't opened my eyes, if I'd fallen asleep, I would have burned probably myself to death.
Right.
And so, but it didn't go off the table onto the rug or, you know, I got it fine.
That's funny.
Part of the altar got a little singed.
A little singed.
And,
it'll be a reminder now.
Leave it there.
Oh, okay. You had it on the altar on the table.
The candle was on
I had
plate,
what?
So.
I had
what?
The candles that they were small candles, and I had them on a plate.
Right.
And what might have happened was when I lit one, they were very close together. It might have lit another, you know, and and then somehow, but then it ended up, you know, on the table. So I don't know. You know, it was just like a split second too.
That's
that was what was so weird about it. So I thought it was pretty funny, actually.
Wow, that is hilarious. I mean, it's not, but
I mean, it was like the cards were saying, well, if you didn't get it the first time, during the reading, you know, because you're so pig-headed and stubborn, you know, we're gonna let you see it for yourself. You know.
There you go.
Wow.
No, I think it was the universe. I really do.
Oh, definitely.
I think it was the universe saying,
oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, the cards meant business. You know, just do what they said and shut up, basically.
Yep, that's about it. Priya had phones in because I can hear myself intermittently.
What? I thought it was Justin I was hearing.
No, because he has Bluetooth headphones.
No, I was hearing Justin talk.
No, but don't you hear that? Every time we talk, there's an echo of it.
Oh, it didn't sound like you.
No, it was. Fran, do you have headphones in?
No.
Can you?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I'll look at them.
It's incredibly annoying. to hear yourself. But hey, but yeah, that is.
That's the funniest.
That is
I love
funny,
it. Though.
I know, it's hilarious. We'll wait for her to get all set up and then we'll continue.
I love it. You didn't give the first time well.
Yes, you don't hear that? You just.
That's not you.
No, it was
that
you
was
that
me.
Time.
Crap.
What? Hey. You are bad with headphones.
All right.
All right.
I'm plugged in.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Plug Pristine and she's taking my headphones.
Sorry. Brandon insists on using ear pods and I.
Ear buds.
Whatever. I hate them.
No, they aren't ear pods. She hates my headphones and they cry.
Earbuds are horrible. They don't stay in your ears.
I hear my headphones crying.
And rant.
It's all your fault.
And rant. Sorry.
Anyway, so. But but yeah, so the readings went extraordinarily well. I was so happy with. I was beat afterwards, but I was so happy with the result. It was so much fun. So I'm really glad.
It was really nice of you to do that.
Oh, it was no problem.
One person was ticked off.
No, we don't know that. They just never responded.
Well, exactly.
We don't know they were upset. They just
wanted
to fall asleep or something.
But they saw the message.
Yeah, well. I don't sugarcoat things. Someone asked me, will such and such ever contact me? And basically the answer was no, but it'll be okay.
if you're a good reader, you've got to be honest.
Right. I don't believe in, like, sugarcoating things. You know, someone asked... Such and such and I a good match? And if the answer is no, the answer is no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why be a reader if you're going to lie?
Right, exactly, yeah.
That's
the truth.
Yeah, it's no. And then if you do some things to make yourself a good match, then the answer could be yes later. But
right.
This time, no.
Let's not, no.
So there's a system like in Vedic astrology, there's a system for seeing if like two people are a match. And
yeah, that's what we call Kundalini matching.
Yeah, and a while ago I did that for Christine and I.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God.
How many points you got?
I don't remember how many points.
It was bad.
It wasn't like it was lower than average. It wasn't the best. But
wow.
You should have it in your file. You should try to check.
I'm not right now. I don't know where I can find it. But
it's on your website.
I know. I'd have to go through it. But anyway, it was not. What is it, out of 12 points or something?
Oh, you need a minimum 18.
Yeah. Oh, 18. That's right. I think we have like 12 or 14.
Maybe you should go to marriage counseling.
the point was, we definitely have our differences, and we push each other buttons like crazy, but we make it work. So that's the thing. Like sometimes people, and I know in some societies people won't get married if there's a bad match astrologically.
Yeah.
And I see where they come from, but I'm glad we didn't know that beforehand because it would have been.
No, you guys are a really good match actually, and
yeah,
pressing each other's buttons. Yours is not in a negative way.
Right.
You know?
Well,
right.
Sometimes if it's an axiomatic match, it's okay.
Right.
But
makes things a little more exciting, actually.
We're just both very, 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 very stubborn.
Yeah.
Okay.
They both wanted to kill each other.
Yeah, join the club.
That's
wow.
Okay.
Well, Virgo and Aries are both very stubborn signs.
Well,
yeah.
In Vedic,
they like head to head.
Yeah.
Well, in Vedic, it's different because I would be Pisces.
Yeah, in Vedic astrology, Christine's a Pisces.
Oh, you go back one, yeah.
Well, not necessarily all the time, but since she's in the beginning of Aries.
My birthday is April 4th.
You have to subtract
I'm on
like
the cusp.
20 degrees.
My birthday is March 21st.
You'd be a Pisces too then.
Yeah.
In Vedic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we'd both be the same.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But
see?
it's so much more than the sun sign, though. I mean, it's like it's
your
ascendance.
Yeah.
It's the house that each planet is in.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Brandon is
like,
really
what's your sun sign?
My I'm a Virgo. I'm a Virgo in both systems because I'm right at the end of Virgo.
What's Fran? What's your sun sign?
My sun sign is Aries, but it's really weird because every reading I've gotten has said that I'm 0 degrees Aries. It's like
sun was actually in motion, moving into Aries when I was born. So I'm sort of...
And that can actually give you a lot of Piscean attributes.
Yes, and I do have those.
Right.
And I get along really well with Pisces too.
And what's your rising? What's your ascendant?
Capricorn.
And
Capricorn is also my moon sign.
Capricorn is my moon sign too. My rising sign is Libra.
I don't know. Oh, okay. Mine, sorry.
Mine both is Libra. Both are Libra.
Really?
Yeah.
My sun is Taurus. My moon is Leo. My rising is a Sagittarius. So
you strike me as like. Would you say is Leo?
Sun sign is
Taurus.
What did you say? What did I strike you as?
The Leo I can see in you very strongly.
Okay.
Very
very
strong.
My sun sign is Earth.
Right. Right.
It's Taurus.
Yeah.
My moon sign is Leo.
Okay.
And my ascended rising sign is Sagittarius.
That's
why do you see moon in me so strongly? That's interesting.
You know what? I think it's because you have two fire signs that are so well placed, like so, well placed in your chart. Because like to have moon sign Leo and rising sign Sagittarius, that's two fire signs. So because I see a lot of fire in you, you know what I mean. So
yeah.
Brandon, you do really. I remember you used to give Vedic astrology. That's what you prefer, right?
Yeah, I think it's more accurate.
I do too.
I don't know. What do you think, Rhea?
What is it?
What were you going to say,
Justin? My Mercury, Venus, and Mars are all in Aries.
And well, that's why I see the fire so strongly.
And okay. My Jupiter is in Leo.
No, but
I'm
see that? You have a whole bunch of planets in your. Well, let's see. Your rising sign is. Oh, never mind. Okay. Go ahead, Justin.
So I'm 71.2% fire.
Okay, that's why I see it.
9% earth, 5% like water, and 4% air.
You know, there are two planets that are really interesting, Mars and Venus.
Yeah.
And they go together. Like Venus is your creativity and your love, and then Mars is your ambition and
initiative.
You know, more of a masculine kind of a
Mars in
a
warrior.
And I lucked out in that area because is that my Mars is in Scorpio and my Venus is in Pisces.
Mars
and those two go really well together in terms of Mars. Being, Mars rules.
It does rule Scorpio, yeah.
Scorpio
right
and
over my head.
Venus rules Pisces. So,
correct.
That's good.
Wait,
yeah.
Venus does not rule Pisces. Jupiter rules Pisces.
Oh, Jupiter.
Venus might be exalted
right.
in Pisces. No.
Right.
And Mars rules Aries
and Scorpio.
And Pluto rules Scorpio.
Right,
sometimes
you're right.
Sometimes Mars and Scorpio are still like linked together, so it's sort of
they are for some reason.
Right.
Okay.
Venus and Pisces, I don't know if they have a connection. I'm sure it's well placed.
Well, Venus is kind of creative and love and all that, and then Pisces is that
Neptune
way too.
Neptune rules Pisces.
Neptune.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't use the new planets. A lot of people just use the seven planets.
Oh, I know. I did not never seen Jupiter and Pisces.
Yeah, so the traditional rulings are Mars, Aries, and Scorpio equally, because it actually makes a nice kind of symmetrical, because you have Moon in Cancer, Sun in Leo, Mercury is Gemini, Virgo, Venus is Taurus, Libra, so it goes outwards, Mars is Aries, Scorpio, Jupiter is Pisces, Sagittarius, Saturn is Aquarius, and Capricorn. So it makes a really nice symmetry, and the new planets sort of messed it up a little bit.
Well, you know, the way Mercury...
How dare those new planets do that?
Yeah. Especially Uranus. That one really... Uranus is a really...
God, Uranus. I swear.
I know. That's a really...
My Mercury's in Aries also.
Mine's in Virgo. All right, Rhea, I was asking you, what do you think is more accurate? What, Western tropical or Vedic Sidereal.
I've never done Sidereal.
I kind of find both, but Vedic has a lot of detailing in it, you know. They have few different charts for you, different for your marriage, you know.
Yeah.
And then different for a lot of, it's so much detailing. Sometimes it goes over my head. I stop because it's so confusing that some things are so dominating on you.
Right.
And you have to decide which one you would like to go with, you know. But in a way, it has a lot of Anderson knowledge behind it. And then they basically tell you the framework of what it's going to be like,
right.
You know. But it's not necessary that, after, to be honest with you, Brandon, my experience says it's whole and soul up to you. Which way you would like to go. And
right.
Nobody can stop you from that, no
right,
matter
exactly.
what your astrology
yeah.
says.
Yeah, well, that's
say.
That way with all astrology, right? You can
yeah,
always,
so,
you can always
yeah.
change the direction. Yeah,
right.
Because the guy, one of the guys, he's an astrologer in India. I met him like a couple of years ago. He's a well-educated guy, speaks very fluent English. And he told me, like, certain things are, nobody can change. People can tell you lots of things, but
right.
whatever time you have born, that's never going to change, okay? People will tell you, worship this and worship that. And in the end, if all things are favorable, but you lack the confidence of something, and, you know, then nothing is going to work and help you. So
right.
he told me, he told me, like, you know, people already know the answer. They just come to me to validate and stamp
it's,
it.
It's true.
Know.
It's true.
So, So he said that, okay, the question, so lots of people come to me about their property issues and this and that. So they already know that what they need to do, and they still, you know, I basically keep the things, I just tell them if they're, astrological charts are favorable in that way, or if they're not favorable, like you told somebody that they are not match as
right.
per whatever the situations in front of you, as per energy wise or planet situation wise, you know.
Right.
But like, okay, so why to go against of that and create more problems, you know? You just want to see if your resources are favorable for you. If they are, then maybe you're heading the right direction. You just want to confirm that.
Right.
If not, then I would say, okay, then maybe I need to reconsider my decision, you know. That's the only thing about it.
Right.
If anyhow you want to proceed, then nobody's going to stop you, you know.
Right.
So
that's
how I think of it and how I experience, really. Because me and my husband, we got married literally blindly, you know. We just talked on the way. We never met each other in real before getting married, no.
Wow.
I couldn't imagine.
What did you say, Raya? I didn't hear you. What with your husband?
We just got married, you know, without meeting each other. Just we talked on the vape camps, and we were fine
That's
with
crazy.
Each other. Like,
That's
what
great,
exactly? Yeah, I mean, what exactly you're looking? And I believe what happens when you come to know somebody, then you pretty much know that you will be adjusting or you will be running away or how much you can put up, you know. I think we all get an idea about everybody's relation, you know.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much like, okay, is it manageable? Is it doable? You know, we already know that answer. And then you know, some certain people, no matter what you do, you know you're never going to along with them, no matter what.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Well, I knew within 3 months of dating Christine, I knew that I wanted to get married. Now, she was the one holding back because she was afraid just because of stuff that happened with her parents.
My parents got separated and then they divorced. So
right.
it was kind of far.
So it was hard for her to trust, but I knew within 3 months, I knew we would get married. I just knew it. And, you know, everyone kind of was really shocked that we got, to them, they thought we got married young. I mean, I was, what, 20?
You're
23. 20, was I
23? Almost. No, you're 22.
22. I was 22. Christine was 21.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's especially young. I don't know. I heard of someone who got married at 19, I think, recently.
Yeah.
But, you know, people were shocked, but we knew. We actually got engaged 6 months after we started dating. And then
we were engaged
yeah. longer than we dated for, because we had just said we had to prepare for the wedding. And,
yeah.
But mm-hmm. we were engaged within 6 months.
And the funny thing is our marriage chart, we did our marriage chart after we got married, like last year, I think he did it,
yeah.
just for fun. And it was way off. Like,
yeah.
But I'm glad we didn't do it beforehand.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's good
exactly.
you didn't do it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right. It doesn't matter. Because in the end, if you understand what is it there you need to bring out of your partner and give... Then I believe it's no big deal. If we understand our responsibilities very well, and
right.
it's a balanced thing, I believe. So same thing happened. We literally got, he talked to me just once on the webcam, and he immediately told me, I want to marry you.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, hold on. You know, it can't be. And we didn't like, just it was so fast forward that, you know, our parents, he directly came for a wedding. Literally, I mean, this evening is like our engagement, and morning he landed in India. So, yeah, so everybody was telling me, are you crazy? You don't know where that guy lives, how many girlfriends he has, and you know, same thing to him. Like,
no.
So, yeah.
Know.
So, but sometimes, you know, like you said, you have to go with your intuitions, and your destiny
yeah.
calls you, maybe, you know, I don't know. But
where did you meet him? Where is he from?
We both are from India, but he's been in America for 15 years now. He's living in America for 15 years, yeah. I was in India at that time, but, you know, it
was
just
it on a,
like...
Was it on a dating site that you met him?
We had a matrimony site just for the community we are from, you know. And he's the one who called me, and... I was just all over the place. My you know, offices, we were having our annual conference, and I was busy in that, and I was like, I don't know what
That's
to
so
tell
cool.
this guy, and, you know, it's just, I thought, okay, fine. You know, what I liked about him is, like, he believed in a personal freedom.
Right.
Because most of the times in India, it's very hard for a woman to have
that.
Her personal freedom as a, you know,
right.
yeah.
That's sad.
Just because she's wife, then she doesn't have certain things, you know.
Right.
So we
right.
don't have that issues. And he wanted somebody who can, you know, merge in, you know, here in this culture. I lived in England for 5 years, so
oh, cool.
I was okay with that. And I'm okay with everything, you know. I just don't say no for... Without
you're
even,
so
you know.
Easygoing. Yeah.
You're
easygoing.
I don't hold things up. I just think, okay, fine. You know, it's, you know, if it's not, it's not. Then just keep moving. And you don't have to give anybody
right.
lecture or like that.
Right.
Forget
right.
about that. So I'm that, and I like to be open.
That's so cool.
You know, I
right.
I got to talk everything. So he liked that thing about me. So,
that's great.
You know. Yeah.
That's really cool. That's really awesome.
It's
yeah,
funny.
Go ahead.
I was at a New Year's party years ago, and I was in a really bad mood, and I was just standing at the buffet table stuffing my face and not paying any attention. My girlfriend dragged me to this New Year's party, and there was this really, really charismatic, good-looking guy talking to all these women, and I kept looking over thinking, oh, he must be so full of himself. You know, I was thinking all these really horrible things about him, you know, and oh, God, even though I felt, you know, also thought he was attractive. And I just kept stuffing my face, and he came into the kitchen, and he says to me, hi, and I went, huh. And I just totally ignored him, and then he left, and to make a long story short, the hostess of the party, about an hour later, comes up to me and says, someone wants to meet you. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to meet anybody. And she says, come on. And I didn't know who it was, and it was him. And it turned out that we just totally clicked at the party.
Aww.
You know, and he turned out to be just really great. And the funny thing is, of course, the marriage didn't last, though. But we were married for 3.5 years. But he said to me when he told me that at the party, even though he was surrounded by all these women talking to him and everything, he looked over at me, stuffing my face at the buffet table, and he said, "I'm going to marry that redhead.
Wow.
I have red hair."
That's cool.
And he said, "I'm going to marry her." And wow. I was so mean to him and and just so dismissive. You know, and then we ended up getting married. So, you know.
Okay, I gave Christine the cold shoulder, too, at first.
What?
I gave Christine the cold shoulder, too, at first. So.
Yeah.
I was a bitch to Brandon. So
he wasn't
okay.
so nice to me at first.
Yeah. I mean, he just looked at me and said, "I'm going to marry her," which was so
That's
weird.
Funny.
You know, and I had the slightest idea. I just wanted to go home. And you never know what's going to happen, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Things can change so quickly. Yeah.
That's yeah, I was very, very mean to Brandon.
Oh, Christine,
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Oh, I was not. Yeah, I was funny.
Yeah.
Maybe one day he'll let me tell the story.
It's a lifetime decision, you know? That's why, of course, you don't want to rush and, you know.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
Yeah, right. It worked out for us. I mean, you know, it worked out for us perfectly. We just knew.
Even though we sometimes like to bite each other's heads off, but
you know, any relationship's like that.
Everybody does that. Everybody has those things. That's what I think makes it interesting.
Oh yeah.
I know. I love it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
They say 69% of relationships argue.
What's that?
69% have arguments, something like that. So.
All right.
69% have what?
Arguments.
Argument.
I think it's probably much higher than that. It's 69% who admit they have arguments.
Or something like that, yeah. Well, no, there was another numbers in there, something like 69%, I think, had arguments. I think there was about 20-something, was it about 20%, whatever the number is, they actually have just discussions. They don't really argue, but they just have. And then I think it was only like 8 or like 9 to like 11% had almost no disagreement. So it's a very high number. Very low numbers that don't have disagreements, like very low.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
so
we had lots of disagreements.
I mean, 69% have screaming matches. That's
on point. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a very, high percentage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you have
really high.
When you have two personalities trying to fit together, it's going to happen.
Especially when you're in your first couple of years.
Oh, my goodness.
If you get married before 25, even if just one of y'all is below 25, if you get married below 25, especially both of y'all, the statistics you staying together are terrible.
I know.
Like it's just awful.
Mm-hmm. I read
about it's so awful that you almost just shouldn't do it. I mean, by the numbers.
Why don't you guys just get a divorce now and, you know, get
and
it over with?
And, of course, people think they're so mature. Because I had a couple in my class like that. They're like, and we thought we were so mature. No.
Oh, so was I.
Not really.
5 years ago.
Well, we were in our 30s, our late 30s, and we were acting like we were 21, you know.
Oh, my God. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Someone's staticky. Is that Justin? Yeah.
My bad. That was I had to clean this blender out before it went septic.
Yeah.
Oh man, dude.
But it's
yeah.
I don't know. I can definitely see it, but and we I mean, you know, so far obviously we've made it fine.
You gotta know your switches so you can have help people not push them to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Well, I had a
if you don't
I had a reading last weekend and we got into after the reading, we got into talking with the law of attraction a bit, and I was talking about how, you know, relationships are a magnifier of energy, because if you have even a little bit of resistance around something, your partner will home in on that, like, like nothing. You know what I mean?
I don't remember this. He didn't tell me.
No, it was after a reading with a private client. Lady from the UK.
Yeah, you're. It's.
I figured.
They will find the resistance.
Oh my goodness. That's why I told this lady I was working with, I said, I never, ever, ever, unless I'm absolutely positive about my manifestation, I never tell Christine anymore what my manifestation is in specifics, because she will absolutely, and she doesn't mean to, she will absolutely find my one weak point that I'm not sure about, that I'm doubtful about. She will, what about this? Any partner, I guarantee you, any partner will do it. If you point out what your manifestation is, they will go for the weak spot, because it's just...
Exactly.
They magnify that energy, so they will know, unconsciously, of course, where you aren't quite aligned with it. And it's a good thing. It's a really frustrating thing, but it's a really good thing, too, because it shows you, okay, this is where I need some work.
It's like, okay, if I know I want Brandon to...
Sometimes, though,
out.
It's better just... Oh, go ahead.
Right.
No, then I'll make sure to tell him.
Right. What are you going to say, Justin?
Sometimes it's just better not to tell them, then, so you can get the manifestation despite not being perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you an example. I wanted to transition to this. This is a good transition. Last month, for the first time, I will say this, I'm not so good at, like, setting monthly goals, okay, because it makes me too pressured. But last month, I absolutely killed my monthly goal. I don't want to brag. I'm not doing it for that purpose. But I killed my goal, and right after, well, I was, my financial goal for the month, I should specify, as I was $30 away from my goal, I told Christine, you know what, I am so close to my goal for this month, I'm $30 away. And then the next morning, someone signed up for a reading, and I was over my goal, and then the next few days, I went up actually several hundred dollars more than my goal, but I didn't tell her my specific goal until I was really, really close, and I was positive I was going to reach it.
I think that's a good way to go.
Yeah, I was not going to tell her because that...
If
you
do it too early, it could totally kill it.
Right, right. And I have a goal for this month, and I'm not going to tell a single person.
Yeah, I don't want to know it.
Because, you know what I mean?
I don't want to know.
What's your goal, Brandon? What's your goal?
Yeah, what is it?
$1 million.
That would be nice.
$1 million. You've got that already, Brandon.
I got that already. Yeah.
Can you do a goal for me?
You blew my cover, Justin. Now you have that stashed away.
You absolutely did.
Can you do goals for not you personally, but could a person do goals for other people, for like a friend, if they?
They'd have to be a match to it.
Yeah.
I mean,
ooh, they'd have to match up. You'd have to talk about that.
They'd have to be, the other person would have to be a match. In magic, you can do spells for other people. Well, I wrote a post about this. Can you manifest for other people? But
right.
If you remember, I said, you know, they have to be a match to it. You know, if I'm trying to help someone become healthy, for example, they have to be a match to that energy. And if they're not, nothing in the whole world is going to help
right.
them.
Right. But do you have to let them know? Do they have to know that you're doing it?
People have different opinions about this. I don't believe so. I think positive energy is positive energy. I mean,
right.
Like, a Christian wouldn't ask someone for permission to pray for them. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
To pray for their health. So why would you have to pray, or why should you have to ask permission for doing a spell or doing a manifestation?
Yeah.
Or no, I don't think so at all.
As long as it's positive.
Someone got healthy. Like, I knew a guy that could do that. He did Reiki for someone to help them out, but they didn't want to do it for themselves. So it's like it only helped them temporarily, then they would go right back.
Right.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Well, it's hard to do it for yourself. Like,
it is hard to do it for yourself.
You can't do it. Really,
but I mean, if it's positive, well, I mean, even I've heard of curses that work, but we won't go into that. But
we're not going to that.
Yeah. But I don't know who would ask for permission. Can I do a curse on you?
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Pretty please. Oh. But
now you don't have to ask permission to get that to work.
Yeah.
Get it, just do it.
Right. But I don't think you have to ask permission. People have different ethics about this, but to me, I don't think you have to ask permission. Because positive energy is positive energy. I mean, You know what I mean? And it's not going to work anyway if they're not a match to it. So you can't force someone against their will to do something they're not a match to.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I believe normally when I started studying the law of attraction, I find it's hard to give perception to somebody. The way you are looking at something, it's hard for them to see it the way, you know, you really want them to. And that's the reason why it's not, like, my husband doesn't believe in lots of things. I don't argue with him. I said, okay, fine, you go with your beliefs. You know, I don't have any issues with that. I'm going to stick to what I believe. There is nothing, like, you know, wrong and right here. And it's fine. I mean, whatever, anyway, how I look at it, like, okay, whatever I will manifest, if it's like for like, you know, now we are married, it's going to benefit to him as well, even if he believe or he doesn't believe.
Right, yeah.
So that's fine, because if I will get something tomorrow, he will be there to share with me. So that's fine.
Right.
And I don't want to argue with him, like, you know.
Yeah. That's like me. I'm a manifester for our family. Christine doesn't really like to manifest deliberately. And, you know, but sometimes the financial manifestations come through her. Sometimes they come through me. But she doesn't intentionally do anything. It's just, you know, I'm enough for that. So it's okay. I mean,
I do other things. I just don't do the way he does it.
Right.
I have a question.
It's actually good. I think if it's actually good. You know, I don't know if you want two people to do exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. What were you going to say, Fran? What's your question?
Well, maybe you guys could help. It comes, especially, you know, from your blog on Thursday, you know, about setting goals.
Mm-hmm.
So good. And I realized that what I keep doing is I have an overall goal, but that's for the future. And and the cards told me that too. And but I, you know, think just smaller goals that don't kick up a lot of resistance, but goals that I'd really like to have. And the problem is, I don't know why, but I cannot, and usually I'm so decisive about things that I want, or, you know, just making decisions. And I cannot get myself to decide on a specific goal that, you know, I feel, well, I mean, you kind of had a good idea in the blog where you said, and it had to do with money, about making it very general, and just saying, easy and effortless abundance,
right,
like that, and then fill it in with details a little. But for some reason, I keep changing my mind, you know, and I'll say this amount or this, or it doesn't have to be an amount, or this, or no, I'm going to concentrate on my knee, which I injured, or, you know, because I have so many different things going on in my life, and so I keep picking one thing, you know. Anxiety, and then nothing happens because I can't, you know, I can't stay with anything.
Okay, so do you mean, because I know you have a financial goal, so do you mean you can't choose a financial goal, or you can't choose a goal period?
I can't seem to choose anything right now that sticks, that I stick with.
Why?
I keep changing my mind.
Why?
I keep thinking, well, maybe that's not the right one, and I should go with something. Cool. You know, I'm doubting myself, you know, and I'm doubting, like, what is more, which goal is more important, you know, which one would serve me better right now, and I'm just feeling like I'm not getting any inner guidance.
I mean,
either.
I have all sorts of goals going on at once. It just depends. Like, I have a monthly goal. Now I'm, you know,
a monthly goal. Okay.
Yeah, I just said that, like a monthly financial goal.
Yeah, where, I got that.
You know, I have a goal for, you know, how I want this class to go this weekend, the effortless money manifestation class. I don't know if everyone heard of it, but I have a goal for that.
Yeah, do it. It's going to be great.
I have a goal for a whole bunch of different things. And,
I wanted to kind of keep it to one or two, so that I could, the step two, keep it simple, you know.
Right. So what's, I mean, why can't you decide on one? Go ahead, Justin.
Well, that's the issue.
When I can't do it, I slow everything down with meditation. For example, when I do it, and I literally go, okay, what has to get done first? Like, what I need to do right now to get it off my mind.
But I don't meditate.
I don't worry about anything.
I don't meditate the way you do, and I don't have as much inner guidance connection like you do. You know, you're kind of more advanced than I am.
Well, no, I'm just kind of giving you an idea because you don't have to. You can do any. You can write it down on paper, and use that as a form of guidance and see which one jumps out at you that you need to do to get that off your chest. For example,
yeah,
I got to pay off my laptop before I can really do stuff. You know, like, you know, this got to get paid off. I got to do a couple other things. And when you think of them all at once, they don't always jump right out at you until you slow it down. And that's what I'm saying. If you don't meditate, then just write it down on paper. Do something where you can kind of
I do meditate.
Slow
I
it
do,
down.
I just do guided meditations. I'm really not.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, just do something where you can slow it down. So I guess writing it on paper might work for you.
That's a good idea.
So, okay, you know? What are a few examples? You said anxiety. That's not a goal. Anxiety is a state. In
no,
NLP,
would be to be able to somehow deal with it better, to find a way to deal with it, to manage it better.
That is not a manifestation. That's a state which you can change with NLP or with. That's a state.
Nothing's been working.
So that's not really a manifestation as such. I
okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
all right, I've got pain, and I've got it since I hurt my knee. You know, I've had. My knee gets painful when I walk too much, and I'm afraid that it's going to get worse. And so I want a manifestation would be for my knee to get better.
Okay.
And then there's certain amounts of money for my trip to L.A. during Christmas and for my cat. I mean, I've just... Mainly, it's money, though, because, you know, that's the situation I'm in.
Right, so money is two.
And I don't know if I should do amounts, and I don't know what kind of amount I should start with. And
okay,
you know.
So basically you're between the knee pain and the money.
Yeah, I guess those are the two.
Okay, so first of all, just every day, anytime you think about your knee pain, just feel good about that. You know, the fact that it can be healing, you know, and try to believe in that healing is coming to it. You don't have to focus real hard on that. I don't think you have a ton of resistance there necessarily. It's just a reminder sometimes.
Yeah.
So that doesn't seem like, do you know what I mean? I think, and I don't want to speak for you, but it seems like your major thing is the money.
Yeah.
Right. Now,
what
I want to get to is... how to tell what money manifestations you should have. And, okay, there are a few criteria here, and I'll cover this a lot in the class.
Oh, okay.
Okay? But basically, okay, so how I set my goal for last month and for this month, because it was really the
first time
I was doing this for a while, I chose something, well, two things, actually, because I knew what I needed. I knew the amount of money I needed to get through the month and plus some, you know, and to cover some of my longer-term goals, okay? I knew that amount of money, and I knew what was believable to me. So I chose an amount that was relatively believable to me. It was a bit of a stretch, but it was believable to me. And I chose that amount that would cover all of my expenses and work towards some of my longer-term goals. And I'll help you do this in more specifics in the class. I'll show you how you do this. But I did that, and I focused on an amount, and because it was relatively believable, it was pretty easy to focus on, and I got that within the month. So you need to choose an amount that's believable to you and that you know will cover all of your expenses and whatever else that you want to do. But it has to be something believable. You can't, you know, and don't keep changing it. You know what I mean? I mean, if new data comes in and you realize you need a little bit more than you, but just don't keep changing it 30 times a day or every day or, you know what I mean? Like, stick to
the goal. Well, I know, and I know I've been doing that, and
right.
I'm getting angry at myself. Like, what? Why is this out of control? It's like, I feel out of control, you know?
Well, because you have this very, and I'm going to be straightforward, you have a chronic lack vibration that you feel like no matter what you manifest, it's never going to be enough. That's your problem.
Mm.
Right? I mean, am I right, Fran?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to realize, you know, choose an amount that's going to be enough. It doesn't mean more can't come later. This is just the goal for now.
Right.
You know, and this is the benefit of a monthly goal, because it's like, okay, this is my goal for this month. I'll have another goal next month.
And his goal doubled. His goal, he went over it.
I increased my goal significantly. I went Yeah.
Okay. He had a goal and it went over by how much?
Probably almost $300.
Yeah.
So the goal is kind of like, oh, this is how much I would like.
Right.
But actually, he got more.
Let's see.
Yeah. Okay.
I think, Brandon, like, you know, you said when you go with the flow, when you're not opposing so much something, then I believe you get clues from time to time.
Right.
If you are, like, you know, that's what, like, we discussed about, you know, your spirit guides and your guide. I really experienced that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really honestly tell them, this is what I'm looking for, and give me the signs I can really understand or interpret better way. Then, yeah, you definitely get help. I mean, it really strikes you, like, I really need to, look at this, you know. So, fine.
Well, I haven't gotten really set up with my guides either.
You can just, you know, you can just talk to, like, you're talking to a friend or somebody.
Exactly.
Just talk, that helps a lot. Yeah.
Right. You don't have to be in a certain place or doing a certain thing.
Yeah, I'm going to put in my sacred space and set fire to it again.
Because
really what they are, they've agreed to help you. So they're not like a god or a goddess. You don't need to do anything special. Just
exactly. You don't have to do it. I do it when I go for a walk.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's
great. I do it when I'm walking and when I'm sitting or I talk to especially in the shower and things or having a cup of tea. I even say, if you can see me, I'm sorry, I can't offer you anything. Like,
it's
like that. And I
guardian angel,
Yeah, so they are all around you, so you don't have to worry if they're listening to you or not. You know.
But do you, Rhea? Do you get messages from them?
Oh yes, messages.
See,
like,
I don't.
You will. You have to stop saying that you don't.
You stop doubting, right?
Yeah.
And even for the gods, I will talk to them like just. I don't. Oh,
yeah.
Hello. Even for the gods, I will just talk to them throughout the day. I'll just say, hey.
Messages are like somebody is going to... What it is, like you will get intuitions, you know.
Yeah.
You will be very sure about that.
Yeah.
The thought you will get, you will be very sure that is kind of a message. It's not somebody's going to whisper in your ear or send something. It's not like that. It's just you will receive them vibrationally, I believe, and you will get the thought, this is what I was looking for. You know, I think so. I mean, that's how I experienced it.
Well,
so,
I'll start talking.
I'm on this call right now, and I'm talking to, one of my spirit guides right now.
I believe it all the time.
Yeah, and
I'll start talking to them more.
It's not formal. Like, you don't have to be, like,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
But do you know who your guides are, Rhea?
I don't know. I believe certain gods like I'm very even if I'm born as a Hindu, I feel very close to Jesus. Okay.
That's cool.
So I
who?
Always drawn to
Jesus.
Church.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So
Yeshua, Jesus. Yes, Christ.
Yeah, I always drawn to church. I love going to church. When I was in London, I used to go every day, like to Westminster Cathedral.
Right.
It's just, you know, you don't know they are real, how they look. You don't care about that. You just have to feel the connection you have with that energy. You know, that's That's how I kept it very simple. I don't have to worry that this and that. Okay, I feel connection with this certain thing, whatever name it is people call. I don't care about that. I'm happy with what I feel. My connection is stronger to that thing, and that's all matter to me. I mean, you know.
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
It's, you know, and you're going to have to kind of get quiet and practice for a little bit, but then eventually you'll be able to just connect.
Yeah.
And talk to your guides. I mean, you know. It's, and you got to build, kind of strengthen the connection as you do between anyone. It's like a friend. So you can't just randomly wander up to them and, you know, it's like a friend, you know what I mean? Like a normal person. You wouldn't talk to a stranger.
Exactly.
You have to get to know them. So, I mean, your spirit guides are easy to get to know, though. Your spirit guides and guardian angels are easier to get to know than any other god or goddess.
Well, I know who my guardian angel is. I already know, and I know his name. And but he's very passive. He's a very gentle presence. And, you know, I keep asking him to be a little bit more, you know, forceful so that I can hear him, you know. But he doesn't want to.
I want to say, like, with names, energies don't have names. They have the names we give them.
No, I know.
Your guardian angel does not have a name.
I know that.
That you decide to give him.
I know.
You know, everyone always asks, what's the name of my spirit guides? They don't have a name. If you call him Bob, call him Bob.
I know.
Yeah.
This is just a name that when I was a kid.
You can give any fancy name you like.
Right.
Yeah, I always loved this name, and since I was a kid, when I was connecting in a meditation for my guardian angel, the name just came up and it just seemed to click.
Sure.
And
there
so that's what I call it.
And that's fine.
There you go.
I just want to clarify, you know, that's, you know.
They don't have to have a name, or you can give them a name.
You can just say, Fran, that I don't know any complicated things. I just know that you can hear me, you can see me.
Right,
this is
right.
The place I need your help.
Yeah.
So
please,
you know, give me signs or something I can understand. This is just plain simple thing, you know.
Yeah,
you don't have to be like, you know.
And you might not hear them. You might feel.
You're not going to hear them.
You're not going to hear them. You're going to feel
just
them.
Know what they mean. You might just have a clear knowing.
Well, this is pretty clear. They say, you know, angels will leave pennies and feathers. Right. I've got pennies all over my apartment that keep. And I was at work the other day, and there was a very a man came in, because it's a place for disabled people who want to start living independently. So we get all kinds of people in. And this one guy came in, but he had really, really bad vibes that I was picking up on. And he was scaring me. And I kind of put a cloak of protection around myself.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a penny literally dropped in front of my feet.
That's funny.
And it was like, there's an angel here watching me.
Right.
And then 2 days later, my neighbor came over and said, here, this is for you. And she gave me this little doll that had a little thing on his chest that said, an angel is watching over you.
That's cool.
So I do get a lot of things like that.
Yeah,
it's not like nothing happens. I just have
that's
to take,
good.
I think I just have to take more advantage of it, you know.
Right.
Yep.
So,
you have to start believing your instinct. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
that's the hard part.
Yeah, you just turn down. Yeah.
That is the hard part, yeah.
So going back to what you
thank
were saying.
Thank you, everybody.
Your goal, because I don't think we kind of got sidetracked a little bit, but you need to set a goal that is believable to you and that's going to cover all the things that you need to cover. I mean, you know, and I'm going to get, like I said, in the class, I can get real practical about this. You got to know exactly what your bills are, what your expenses are, what you need to cover, you know, what your priorities are, and that's your goal. I mean,
what's making it harder is my bills are pretty much covered because I have an income that comes in.
Right.
And, I mean, they're sort of almost barely covered. But it's stuff over that, you know, that would allow me to do a little bit more, you know, than just survive. And take care of my cat better.
So then take, like, the amount that you usually get and maybe add $100. So, you know, say, okay, I get X amount, and so my goal is X plus 100.
Right.
Okay? That's, I mean, it could be 200. It could be 300. I don't know what your what's believable to you. But if 100 more than your normal amount is believable to you, then focus on that. That's a start.
It's a start.
Wait. But when you say it's a start, I hear the resignation in your voice.
No, I didn't mean it that way. Actually.
Okay,
because
I don't want you to be like, it's a start.
No, she didn't.
Okay?
No, it was just the way I said it.
It was just her voice.
Yeah, but it's something. You know, and you can feel it. And the more...
Hello?
Hello?
I
Justin?
Think they got disconnected.
Oh, yeah.
I think I got disconnected.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, just kind of whatever's believable to you, that $100 or whatever is believable.
Yeah.
And then what you'll
well,
do
Well,
you is,
know,
is,
December 19th, mm-hmm. I'm going to Los Angeles. I live in California, but I live near Sacramento, if you know it, you know that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
My best friend in Florida is also going to L.A. That's where we're both from. And she bought me as a present out of nowhere. She bought me a plane ticket to come down to L.A.
I got kicked off. Can you repeat what you were – I got kicked off.
Okay. I was just telling them how my best friend bought me a plane ticket, you know,
right.
to go to join her and to come
oh, yeah,
to L.A.
Yeah.
this Christmas. So what she doesn't know is I've got the ticket – but because I don't live real close to a big city, I'm having to take a very expensive shuttle to the airport, and I'm having to board my cat. And so I guess I could take those amounts, and I've already put away a little bit, you know.
Starting to,
whatever I get, then I put a little bit away. But other expenses are popping up, and I'm starting to feel overwhelmed. Like, I want to take this trip, but all these other things are popping up.
You're letting your focus drift towards the obstacles
to
your goal, and you're not focusing. Yeah. Remember what I said yesterday in my post.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
have to focus on your goal with unwavering focus.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have to decide boldly and deliberately that this is the goal that I want. This is what I'm manifesting. Period.
Yeah.
End of story. I don't care what happens.
In other words, I'm going to LA and everything is going to work out so that I can get there.
You can't even have a question about it in your mind. You have to know
I am going. Yeah.
And
I'm
it will work out. And it is, and it, you know, so you have to do that. So
I understand.
You can't waffle about, you can't waver on it. You have to decide, this is my goal, period.
Yeah.
That's going to be my goal then, and I'm just going to hold that. And
so
that'll make it a lot easier instead of trying to think of all these other things.
If other little things,
what I'll say is that or better.
Right, and that's, I never say that or better. It's implied. No, it's sort of, no.
It's implied.
Like I said, I had a goal. I exceeded that goal by almost $300. You know what I mean?
So that's true. You didn't have to say it.
All I said was, okay, this month I'm earning blank amount, and I earned blank amount plus like $300, and that was it. And then that increases my belief. And this is going to be Thursday's topic, I think. But that increases my belief for the next month. I can say, I can increase that by, a little bit more, and this will be my goal for this month. You have to, you don't have to say this or better, it's not like...
It's not the word.
Right, it's not a contract, it's not like, let me close up a little loophole the universe get through. No, seriously, I find people are so weird about affirmations sometimes, they get really like...
Well, you said if you open up a crack, the universe can get in.
Yes, so just... Focus on what the goal is that you want.
And you say, this is happening, period. That's,
right. You don't...
I'm going to enjoy myself, damn it.
Right.
I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to get there just fine. My cat's fine. It's all going to fall into place.
But here's the thing. You have to focus on the completion of this goal.
I have been planning. I mean, I have been in my head. I know that I'm going. It's just that I got away from that, and I started thinking of other little amounts that I could.
So that's your problem. You're so like I said, you have this chronic lack vibration, and I'm sorry to say it, but you have a chronic lack vibration, so anytime you're like, oh, I want to go on this trip, oh, but I could use that money to do this and this.
No, that the other little amounts had nothing to do with the trip.
No, I know, but
they were just other amounts that I could use for other things too.
Exactly, but you
can't. That's the problem.
That's the problem. You can't stick to one goal, and then you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
you have to just say this is what I'm doing, and then you can't keep adding stuff on the side. Well, I could use some for this. And some.
Having clarity, basically, just clear.
Right.
It's clarity. Yeah, that's
right.
What it
so,
is. I mean,
again,
I'm aware of that. Yeah.
You gotta.
If I know you well, you used to be extremely good at this, so you have to just do that again.
I was, by default.
You have to focus on the goal. You can't, you know, don't add all these little amounts on the side. And again, that's only because of the lack vibration, because you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to have enough, so let me
add
some for this.
Yeah, I mean, before this whole lack thing happened, I would just say, I wasn't into a spiritual state mindset at all, and I would just say, oh, I want to do this. And I would do it, and it would happen. You know, I mean, whatever I thought of, it happened.
Well, that's all you have to do for this.
Right. That's all you have to do, yeah.
Oh,
so,
I got to go. I got to remember who I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, go back to that
sometimes
part of yourself.
Yeah, you have to do, like, an examination.
Right.
Like,
you know what you can do?
Who really am I? You know, who am I hiding? You know, under, you know, who am I keeping down? And who is the real me that wants to get out and that can still do all this, you know?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I won't take up any more. I don't want to take up any more of your time.
You're not taking up time, though. You're not at all taking up time. But
that's what it's here for.
You know, you have to focus, for anyone, you have to focus on your goal. And I really am enjoying the monthly goals that I've been doing lately, because it really helps to, like, kind of set a challenge.
It is.
You know what I mean? For that month.
And it doesn't make you waver either. Because you used to not ever do it, and you would just, and I'm not trying to speak for you, you'd just be like, whatever.
Well, I realized something I used to do was, because I always used to complain, one of my old huge resistances was I would always have enough to cover all the, you know, basic stuff that I could pay all my bills, all that kind of stuff. But I just have nothing left over at the end of the month. And I realized, I thought it was because, and part of it was, I thought it was because I believed that I couldn't have more than enough money for, like, I could have enough, but not more than enough. That, it was part of it. A lot of what it was is that as long as I didn't have the amount I needed, I was under pressure, I knew what I needed to manifest. As soon as I crossed that line of having enough, then it was like, I don't need to try anymore. But then that not trying anymore, I didn't actually manifest anymore either, because I wasn't focusing on, okay, I still want more. I was like, okay, I'm done. Right? I got enough to pay all the bills. I'm done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to keep going. And no, I'm not saying, when I say try, I don't mean effort. I'm not saying it's effort. But I'm saying you got to keep saying, okay, this is awesome, but I want more.
Right.
You know, and you have to keep your eye on that and keep moving. And that's what I did last month, and it worked wonderfully, you know. And you have to do that. And, you know, it'll get easier. But, you know, you have to really focus on the goal without wavering. That's the hard part. But, you know, that's the major thing I've learned, is that you have to be decisive and bold and courageous about it, and just say, this is what's happening. You know, this is what's going to happen.
Well, between now and the time I leave, there are other just daily living things, you know, that I need that have nothing to do with the trip. That's what I was trying to get across.
But that's why I said, choose an amount that's going to cover all that and the trip. That's what you do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I need... If I need, say, you know, so much money for my bills for the month, and I need, you know, so much extra for the trip, so add those together, and that's the amount you need.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, actually, I have a box. I call it the God box.
Yeah.
And I read about it just as you know, universe box, and I decorated it and everything, and mm-hmm. put an angel on it. I read about it somewhere. This was last year I did it. And you can put little notes in it, you know, right. to the universe.
Right.
And then when you get your manifestation, you take them out and burn them or whatever. And
right.
so I did put one in for an amount that sort of would cover everything. And of course, that's the whole thing. That's when I started having doubts, thinking, well, maybe that was too much, you know. And I downloaded that book that you
right.
told everybody
yeah.
about.
That was a great book.
I've read a couple of the chapters. And the guy...
What am I here to do? It's on the form. I'll send you the link.
Oh.
It's in Microsoft Word format.
That guy asked for 15, what was it, 1.5 million or 15,
mm-hmm.
Something
5 million.
Huge. And took him a couple of years to get
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah.
Right. Well, here's the thing. So if it's, like I said, it has to be believable. If you're like, maybe it's too big.
You didn't talk about resistance, really. I mean, I haven't read all of the chapters, but...
Well, yeah, I think he does.
Does
but
he?
But you have to... you have to have something believable. If you're thinking it's too big, it might be too big for you right now. I don't know. If you could focus around that and just be, you know what, this is my goal... But it can't be, you know, false like bravado.
As we've been talking, I've been, all of a sudden, this figure came into my head, and
yeah.
it sounded good.
Good. Well, then deal with that. It can be a stretch. It can be a stretch, but it has
yeah.
to be something believable. If you're like, oh, that's too big, you can't, it's not going to work because you can't focus your way around that. Unless you're a very, very, very good manifester, then perhaps. But why give yourself that work? Start with something believable, and then increase it, and then increase it, and then increase it, because it'll be easier each time.
I think I'm a good manifester, but I actually get scared of my manifesting ability.
Right. Why so?
Because I've manifested so much before, and then even now, I feel that it's really weird. It's might sound really weird, but my whole life, I felt like a big manifester, and I still feel like one. But I'm subconsciously keeping them down, because I'm scared that I might not be able to handle it, you know. And because I don't have the support network I used to have, and I'm thinking, how am I going to handle, you know, if all these manifestations start happening, you know, what do I do? And I don't feel as strong as I did before. Like,
that support is part of your manifestation, though.
What?
That support is part of your manifestation. You say, you know, I am going to feel supportive. That's the support outcome is just part of your manifestation.
I will get support for this manifestation?
No. That support network is just part of your manifestation. So if you don't feel supported, so change it.
Well, I manifested you guys.
Right. So if you don't feel supported, change it. Seriously. I mean, you don't realize the power we have. If you don't like what you have, change it. Period.
Uh-huh.
Why? Why don't you? Why aren't you not just you, but anyone.
Yeah.
If you don't like what you have in life, why haven't you changed it? And I mean that as a challenge. Why, ask yourself, why haven't you changed the things you don't like in life? Do you think it's not possible? Do you think... you know, you can't do it for some reason. Do you think you're not worthy of changing it? What is it? But figure that out and then absolutely change whatever it is that you don't like in life. Seriously, that is your prerogative.
What do you mean change? I mean, you can say, change it. That sounds a lot easier than it is.
But it's just a process. You can change anything. You're making it a lot harder than it needs to be.
Yeah.
This is all, you know, extremely easy, like I said. I mean, it can be extremely easy. But if you don't like something in life, why haven't you changed it? Seriously.
But if it's your whole life that lifestyle that you want to change, then that's a big
what's
thing.
What's the expression?
I'm just going to change this.
What's the expression? What's the best way of eating an elephant?
Well, I would say you take one step at a time.
Right.
First,
one bite at a time.
First form your priority list,
Right.
See which one is, you know, exactly. And then one by one, that's what I started, to be honest
exactly.
with you, when I started. My life was in full mess. So
yeah.
You know, we don't have to complicate everything at a time, you know.
Yeah.
We just have to start one thing. Like if it's a room full of stuff, we got to start picking something to, you know, and then you will know what next.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So,
exactly.
So,
you can't change the whole thing at once.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
So
okay.
I thought you meant that.
No, I'm just saying whatever you don't like, change it. I mean,
exactly.
I'm not saying you change everything at once, but
yeah.
You wouldn't want to try to
one
change
thing
everything
at
once. Because that would
no,
be
yeah.
so dramatic.
Right.
Draft.
To take,
yeah.
But you'd be surprised what a few minor changes can do, honestly.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean?
Very
so just,
well, I'd like
yeah.
to change everything, right? Practically everything
well,
right now.
That's the issue, though, is that you'd like to change everything, so you're so focused on wanting to change everything.
Mm.
But just choose something.
I've tried that.
Diluted.
Right. You're focused on, oh, I hate my life.
Your energy gets diluted.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Right.
It's like,
so,
I want to change everything, and so I'm not changing anything.
Yeah,
you
let
know,
me tell you something. I've tried that,
yeah.
and it is going to put you through hell and back.
It will.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Please.
So
all right.
choose some. Yeah, first of all, and you know this, you have to find a way to accept your current life, make
yes.
peace with it.
And yes.
I don't know if you've quite done that. But
no, I have. I have to quite an extent since I met you.
But to say you want to change everything,
well,
you have. You
that's,
know
a,
what I mean?
That's a goal.
So you have to choose something and decide what, you know, okay, it's not how I'd like to be right now. That's all right. What's my vision for it? What's my vision for it? It's like an artist who creates a painting, and I know we're at the end, I'll end in a second. An artist who creates a painting, the painting isn't the final piece of art until the end. And constantly the artist is asking himself, what do I need to change to get this closer to my vision?
Just like music.
But
right?
he's always holding that vision in mind and constantly changing it and adding to it and, you know, to the external representation of that vision. So that's what you have to do. Your life is your canvas. And instead of looking at it, oh, I hate it. I'm just, you have to take, all right, what's the first thing that maybe isn't in alignment with my vision? All right, there's this. So let me take this, and let me hold the vision of what I'd rather have and do the process. And, oh, look, you know, it's changed. Now what's the next thing?
I think what I will suggest you from that you said everything, then try to define that everything, my house,
right.
my relations, my job, me,
right.
this the city I live, you know,
mm-hmm.
put whatever comes in your mind you would like to change, and then see the list and think which one you want to change first.
Exactly.
Right.
That's how I will say it to you.
I like
okay.
that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
so,
you.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
that helped a lot.
Because everything is what? What comes in that everything? Start with the
right.
list, you know,
right.
and then see
step
and decide
step.
Which one you would like to go for first.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
that's very good.
Yeah.
Prioritize. All right,
okay.
So I want to announce again. I have this class coming up this week. It was very short notice. I knew after the way the last class went, I knew I wanted to do something else. It
yeah.
was so much fun doing that. And so I knew I wanted to do something else, and I was actually going to do the psychic development one first, but then I kind of felt intuitively, not yet. And then I'm like, well, what then, you know? And then it came
yeah.
up, do this money
okay.
one, because that's what everyone,
yeah.
a lot of people want to focus
yeah, yeah.
on. So
yeah.
so I'm doing this effortless money manifestation class, and it's both practical and spiritual, because I think a lot of people are just so lost when it comes to, you know, dealing with money and working with it properly and that kind of stuff. So it'll be the same as the other class. It'll be 3 weeks. And it'll be, you know, for those who can't come to the specific time, the recordings will be available. So I just want to announce it and mention it here also. And it'll start this Saturday, the, 5th? Of November
yeah.
at 2 p.m. Eastern. So
oh, you're not doing it at 1? Oh.
No, I'm doing it
at 1:30?
2. I don't know why I chose 2. Very good.
Okay.
So
2 to 4?
2 to 3:30, or depends how long it goes. So anyway, if you might be interested in that, let me know. There's at the top of the site, I have a notice up, and you can click on the link there, and it'll take you to the class and sign up. But I just want to announce it here. I think it'll be a really, really good opportunity. Again, a lot of people want to manifest that and are focused on that. So it doesn't have to be as hard as people think it is, honestly. So that's what I'm working on.
Yeah,
now.
I think this class is really going to help me.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
And then we can get out. You know, I don't want to hold us up, but one little trick I do is manifest the abundant part. So manifest the result. Like, I want more money. Well, really, what do I need to have that?
Right.
More hours on my job. More of this, or I just need abundance. Or I'll say, like I said once, I need another vacuum cleaner. And how about my friend's grandma just donated a vacuum cleaner?
Right.
So it was
cool.
Like,
I just
mm-hmm. get around that by the, like, I just need this and this to happen.
Yeah, like I need a pair of reading glasses.
Really cool.
Right. So I could just say, I could just have that as a goal, as a step,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah. So, yeah that's, but, you know, there's so much that's involved. Like I said, manifesting money is not as hard. And I'm mainly focusing not on manifesting money, like, okay, I need this much money for this specific thing. I'm mainly focusing on manifesting abundance as a way of life, as a constant
right.
flow, because that's really what we're looking for, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
we're looking for
yeah,
flow, not
that's
just good. Right. So that's what I'll be
hit and miss.
Right. So that's what I'll be focusing on in the class. So so if you're interested, like I said, it's on the website there.
Yeah.
If you have questions about it, you can email me and let me know. But I just want to announce it here. So I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Are you going to have volunteers?
Yes. Yes. And actually, I need to get a volunteer to help me. At one point, I need to have someone share their screen because I need to demonstrate something on the computer.
I can share mine.
I didn't know how comfortable you are with technology. If you think it's, we'll have to test it out. If you think you can do it, it'll be awesome.
If you tell me how to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah. So,
I'll call you tomorrow, or not tomorrow.
Yeah.
I could say I'll call you tomorrow or some whatever, just when you have had a free minute.
Yeah, I mean I'm free most of the week. After tomorrow I'm free after 2 PM.
Okay.
So but anyway, yeah, so that's what's going on, and yeah, I will have volunteers, and I'm trying to choose someone to do the screen sharing. That's something I definitely need.
Someone tried, but it was too close.
It's not accessible for me. Unfortunately, so
it was hard. Right, it was hard.
I'll probably send that an email to see who can do it. I'm going to give a discount to whoever can do it and who signs up if they're not already signed up, because it's something I definitely need. So I appreciate the service. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So, any other questions or comments?
No, that's great.
No.
Thank you so much.
Sounds like fun.
Thanks so much, everyone
Thank
who
you
joined.
Very much.
It was a great discussion as always.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah.
All right.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Yeah.